radiators were the old water, hot water radiators.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting because at that time he was running for the school board. And his opponent was Richard.
Oh.
It was pretty prominent. Well, Richard, in the heat of the battle, accused Dad of building a still in the, down in the furnace, or down in the basement of the house, because all this copper pipe going in and all this sort of stuff. Came out in the paper.
Oh my gosh.
And he was Dr. building a still in his basement. This was during Prohibition, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the end of the story was Dad got elected. He beat Richard Burgess out.
Did, what did they call the unlicensed alcohol that people made during Prohibition?
You know, I'm 80 years old. It's beginning to show a little bit.
No, because you shouldn't feel bad if you don't know a word for that, because nobody has come up with a good word for that.
It's just trying to get them up.
Well, the hillbillies make something with a still, right? What do they make?
Yeah, and their stills are bootleg, not bootleg.
You can call it bootleg. I've heard it called bootleg.
Well, it is bootleg. That's the head of the north end of the bootlegging going on in, out of Mexico.
Hello?
Okay.
I did, Aunt.
Was a guy named Enrique. And Enrique was the partner of Harry.
Okay.
They owned the Mint Cafe in Juarez together. In those days, you had to, in order to do business, like a retail business in Juarez, you had to have a Mexican own a good part of the business.
Mm-hmm.
So Enrique was Harry partner, and my parents were over there for dinner one Sunday evening, and Enrique was behind the cash register taking care of the business, and then came a bunch of bandidos with their bullet belts strapped all over them and whatnot, and held up the place. Well, one of them went over to Enrique and pulled his pistol out, and Enrique gave him whatever money was in the cash register on top there. The guy didn't think it was enough, so he just shot him right there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, at that time, they all looked at each other and said, well, we better get the heck out of here because the shot, and they left. Well, Dad, being a doctor, went over and administered to Enrique and became his doctor. And actually, he'd go over about every other day and change the dressings and all that sort of business.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd ride with him frequently.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as it turned out, Enrique was the head of the head of the smuggling going on out of Mexico into the United States.